Hello everyone, and welcome to my channel, The Tales of a... what is the title again? My title is kind of long, and every time I try to say it, I forget it. Well, this is Ozzy. So, today I had lunch with a friend that I made last week. So I went to a meeting last week and I met this good lady, and we just talk it up, and I thought, you know what, let's have lunch today. So we planned and we emailed back and forth, and eventually we said we're gonna have lunch today. And so at lunch, I popped one of my lactate pills, and then it got me thinking about just how long I've been on these pills. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna tell you guys about it tonight. Moving to America was epic because of the food, right? There's cheese in everything. Well, not like, there's just dairy product in virtually everything you eat out here. And I wasn't really eating a lot of dairy products before I came out here. I probably was eating, you know, having just like condensed milk when I was in Nigeria, and I would notice that I would be really uneasy, but I didn't take that so much to know that it was the milk. You know, I would take more of soy milk, and so, you know, I wasn't really sure why sometimes when I had milk I would feel uneasy until I came to America and I tried mac and cheese for the first time, and oh my goodness, it was delicious. But I felt bloated, I felt very uneasy, I had cramps. You know, long story short, I ended up with lactose intolerance, as, you know, the name of the condition that I was in. And so basically what that is that your body cannot break down the complex sugar in dairy products, which is lactose. So your body needs to produce an enzyme, which is called lactase, which would break down lactose, which is a complex sugar in milk. But if your body cannot produce, you know, enough of that enzyme, or even any at all, you'd end up having all these symptoms that I described earlier. And so I read a study that was done in 2009, and they actually showed that it was not a food allergy. You know, being lactose intolerant was actually a genetic condition, and so you actually need to have certain genes producing that enzyme, and in certain people they just didn't have that enzyme being produced. So people of African descent, people from Asian descent, they had a lot of people from these places, you know, being lactose intolerant. I thought that was pretty interesting. You know, so yeah, just food was... So food is like a big deal if you're going to live in America. You know, if you go to a Nigerian person's house and they serve you Nigerian food, my dear, sit down and eat that food with a big smile on your face, because the food, Nigerian food out here is, first off, it's more expensive to buy the ingredients. So if someone were to offer you that, that's like, I love you right there, you know. So be grateful and enjoy it, and keep in mind that, you know, if you're gonna move out here from Nigeria, you know, you're gonna miss Nigerian food, and you might end up like me, having to take lactate to enjoy some of the food that they have here, you know. And that's not bad, it's just keep that in mind. So that's kind of all I have for you guys tonight. Just sharing some of my tales of a Nigerian princess in America, and I will make more recordings, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Do you know that you can support this podcast with a small monthly contribution, as little as $1 every month? If you'd like to do so, please visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com. Thank you.